Really good opportunity this week to, I guess, take some of that momentum into this game. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. There's probably some key moments in the game that got away from us. Again, some little snippets of some stuff that we are doing well, but just not for long enough.
I guess one of the positives is Ben Menenti. What a debut. Two half centuries, some wickets. He's having a great start of the year.
Yeah, he certainly is. He's come into the group. He's got lots of energy. He's got that competitive spirit that we love, and he's getting some really good results for us. So it's exciting to have him around the group. So hopefully some more to come. We've got a one-day game coming up as well, and he'll play a big part of that. Some good parts of the game. Like I said, there were some key areas that we just missed.
What about the batting? Four innings, can't get past 300. What are you going to do about it?
Hopefully get past 300 next time. Looking at last week, again, some opportunities to go big there at Karen Rolls, and I think the way Hunty played and held on was fantastic. We were confident this week, and I guess that first session of day one just got away from us, and some dismissals that didn't go our way, and then we're on the back foot. So I guess we saw that wicket does have a bit in it if you're hitting that good area, and we just missed those key areas. So we're aware of it. We're talking about it. We're trying to click as a group, and we've had contributors at times, but just no one else to go with them. So yeah, a week's time we're up in Wollongong, and hopefully it's that top six can get together and have some good partnerships.
Mentioned Menenti. Obviously Buckingham's two games been pretty strong.
Certainly has. He's again come in lots of energy, a good competitor, wants the ball in his hands. Him and Wesley Agar set the tone this morning and gave us a crack. Last night got away from us a bit, but for those two young guys to come out and put their hand up and say the game's not done was great to see. So although a disappointing performance, we're seeing little parts of players that are more than capable at this level and taking a game by the scruff of the neck and winning it for us. So it'd be nice to click as a group.
Not often that Travi has a game when he misses out in both innings. Are you confident the skip will bounce back strong?
Yeah, certainly. I think his first innings at Karen Rolton last game was good, 70-odd. We know the way Travi plays, he can get out like that or he can score 100 off 60 rocks. So, yeah, very confident the skip will bounce back. Heading up to Sydney next week, and I guess conditions we're not sure about. So not just him, we've had some players have stars. There's been a few 50s throughout that top six and no 100s yet, so we're aware of it. We've got a week to train and bounce back as a group, and then a one day on Friday.
Just on the one day of Friday, you're 1-1, you had a good win and a bit of a hiding when you played Tassie last time. How important is it to sort of keep above the win-loss record with seven games in that comp this year?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we'll analyse today. We'll talk about it, but then this game we've got to move on pretty quick too, and the format changes and the energy's back, and we're out here tomorrow training, preparing for a one dayer, and I think it's a format we can do some damage in. We've got some good depth, we've got all rounders through that middle in Menenti and McAndrew, and I think our top order as well is pretty explosive. So yeah, we're excited to bounce back from the game against these guys up in Queensland. Good.